Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. Hey, guys. I know it's been so long since I made a new episode, but I basically just had to take a mental health break. 1 year of the pandemic has been rough, but I feel like there's finally some hope at the end of the tunnel, some light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. And we do have a lot of Ariana news to catch up on. So today, the topics for today will be collab season, as I have been calling it. We'll be talking about the Ariana and Demi collaboration, the Save Your Tears remix with The Weeknd. And then, of course, we have to talk about the biggest announcement from Ariana so far this year, which is her new gig being a judge on The Voice. We will dive into that. And then I will touch a little bit on the new POV dance video, which just came out. Excuse me. So before we get into the topics for today, as always, thank you so much for your support. Best way to support is to make sure you're following at Ariana Podcast everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ariana Podcast. And if you're listening and take a screenshot, post on your Instagram story, I'll repost you on the at Ariana Podcast Instagram. I'll retweet you on Twitter. I love seeing all of you guys listening when I drop the episode, so I really appreciate it. And then, you know, I'm always begging for reviews. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you have an iPhone, if you can go to the Young, Beautiful, Successful page, you scroll down and you're able to leave a review, preferably 5 stars. And my goal has been to get to 100. I'm so close, you guys. I'm at 97 ratings right now. So I'm going to shout out everyone who leaves a review once I make it to 100. Only 3 more, you guys. So if you are listening and you haven't left a review, just be like, wow, I could really help Gabby get to that 100 review goal. Okay, I'm done begging. But again, I really appreciate you guys. Let's get into today's topics. Okay, let's start with talking about Demi. I have talked about this already a little bit on my TikTok. As soon as Demi signed with Scooter, I thought it was probably only a matter of time before a Demi and Ariana collab happened. I don't know if I expected it to be this soon, just because I feel like when you have the same manager, it's pretty like easy to make happen. And I was wondering, you know, Demi in this new era, with being managed by Scooter, kind of making a comeback in her career in a sense after having a pretty tough go with her battle with addiction. I thought, I don't know if maybe like she'll want to wait to like have that boost from a Ariana collaboration. Like maybe she'll want to establish this new era on her own first. But I actually think this new album for Demi had a lot of huge collaborations. There was a Sweetie collaboration, Noah Cyrus, Sam Smith. So it was kind of like she pulled out all the stops to really make this a big deal album. And it was also happening at the same time, the rollout of the album happening at the same time with her YouTube docuseries, Dancing with the Devil, which basically goes into the last few years of her life. For those who don't know, Demi did overdose in the summer of 2018. And I want to make sure I got that date right. Yes, it was in 2018. And it was very scary. Like, she was very close to death, as she says in this documentary. She did go to rehab, and when she left, it was basically like, I need new management. And so that is what happened. She ended up signing with Scooter, and Ariana was a part of that. Basically, Demi had set up like a meeting, one-on-one meeting with Ariana to talk, and Scooter is in the documentary on YouTube and basically says, like, we were going to take the meeting, like, to be polite, but we thought we were going to recommend someone else, but then we ended up deciding to take her on. And it seems like Scooter in the documentary is kind of shown as like the savior, like he's almost like a father figure, I guess. Like, he's there for her even when she relapses, he stays with her. So it seems like she's definitely in a better situation management wise. She had Demi had what sounds like horrible, like very dark management before. She was on Ellen. I remember before the pandemic, she was on Ellen saying that she never had birthday cake for years because her old management was very restrictive of her diet. And she would only have watermelon, like the fruit watermelon with fat-free whipped cream that was like shaped into a cake on her birthday every year. Like, they were really restricting her, and like all that restriction was like causing more like mental health issues and making her trigger her eating disorder and making her want to do drugs again, which is very scary. Obviously, do not do drugs. I will tell you right now, it was very scary, everything I've learned from the Demi doc. But I will just share a few more of my thoughts about the documentary before I get into the song with Ariana. The documentary is very dark, and I felt very sad watching it. It's a very intense, a little bit depressing, I'll say, just to warn anyone who hasn't watched it yet. I grew up with Demi. You know, obviously I watched Camp Rock, Princess Protection Program. Like, I feel very connected to Demi, and in the same way I do about Ariana. And I think people younger than me who grew up watching Ariana on TV more than I did feel that way about Ariana even more than I do. But with Demi, I just feel like I really watched, like, I feel like I remember like the moment she became famous, and I've watched the whole thing expand, like her whole career expand. And so I feel really attached to her story, and like I feel like I have to know what's going on. But I do feel I feel sad for her that all of this really traumatic information about her story has had to be made public. And I felt almost watching it, like, Scooter has now done these YouTube docuseries with Justin, with Justin Bieber. A lot of that story was also about how he's recovering from abusing drugs and alcohol in his past. Demi has kind of a similar story. And I almost was just wondering, like, does this feel almost in some ways exploitative that these young celebrities have to share these really dark truths about what happened to them and what they went through, when it's so traumatic? And having all of that be so public, I just really feel for them, I guess, was kind of... I would just, if I went through something so horrible, I don't think I would feel comfortable speaking about it in front of the entire world on YouTube. And so I felt very weird watching it, just because it was so personal. She reveals that she experienced a sexual assault, and I just felt like I was very happy that she was able to speak about such an important topic and share her story. And also the way that she shares her story about how she's recovering from drugs and how she dealt with that sexual trauma, I thought was really enlightening, because she speaks about it in a really personal way that you can kind of, you really understand kind of where she's coming from. And I think it was probably really helpful for a lot of people. I guess that's what I'm saying. And so I saw like the positive of like, wow, she's helping so many people by telling her story. But I also just kind of felt like, oh, this is like the dark side of being a celebrity, is like having that feeling, that responsibility of like, I need to share my story, even though that means you don't have privacy. And of course, she didn't really have privacy to begin with. Like, her overdose was on TMZ. Like, I just think watching Demi Lovato's story and Justin Bieber's story, I just think you really see, like, I would never want to be famous on that level, because it is so dark, and it has the possibility of leading people to really dark places. And that's really sad. Okay. So that's all I'll say about that. If you watch the documentary, let me know what you think. Very, very hard watch. So I wouldn't recommend it unless you feel like me, like myself, like really connected to Demi, like you want to know her story. But if you don't want to watch something depressing, I wouldn't recommend it. Okay, but let's get into the music. So Met Him Last Night is the name of the Demi and Ariana Grande collaboration. I will say, even though, as I said, I grew up with Demi, love Demi, I loved Demi's last album, Tell Me You Love Me. And this album I don't love as much. I don't know if it's really accomplishing everything that it set out to do. I think, like I said, I think it's a really ambitious album, like lots of collaborations with Ariana, Saweetie, who's like one of the biggest female rappers right now, like even Noah Cyrus, like part of the Cyrus family, and Noah like has had an amazing year, and Sam Smith, iconic. Like, I think it takes some big swings. I also think the point of this album was more to share her story of everything that has happened. She does address on the album like her breakup. She talks about the watermelon cake that her old management forced her to eat. She talks a little bit about her engagement that fell out. And I feel like this song, Met Him Last Night, from my perspective, I think is about the engagement. Demi also broke off an engagement, similar to Ariana, and very publicized in the media. And this song seems to be about that to me. It's very, like, in my head, how I look on you energy to me. They talk about, like, the devil and, like, kind of similar to how in my head she's like, I saw a demon, or like, I saw an angel but he was a demon, or whatever that line is. And the song is just very dark and kind of spooky, and Ariana's in this Demi collaboration and in The Weeknd, which we'll talk about next, Ariana's singing in a little bit of a lower register. It's just kind of like darker and spookier. So I will say I haven't really had Met Him Last Night on repeat. I don't love it. I wished that they would have done something, I guess, maybe a little more upbeat, or like something that really showed off both of their vocals a little bit more. I just wish they maybe like just did a little bit more than they did. Because I think Demi is such an underrated vocalist. I think my favorite song on the album is the title track, Dancing with the Devil, because Demi just goes for it, like insane vocals, huge like range, like belting, like high notes, low notes. It's incredible. And I just wish that Ariana and Demi had kind of showed off their vocals a little bit more. Okay. That's enough about Demi. I know I kind of went on a long rant, but let's go to the next collaboration, which is the Save Your Tears remix with The Weeknd. Met you once under a Pisces moon. I kept my distance 'cause I know that you don't like when I'm with. So as we all know, The Weeknd has had an insane past year. Most successful album for sure. Didn't get nominated for a Grammy, which was insane. Blinding Lights, one of the most successful songs of the last year, and one of the most successful like Billboard songs ever, I think. Was pretty much in the top 10 the whole year, I think, of 2020. And Save Your Tears is one of the singles. He performed it on, definitely, I think performed it at Super Bowl, definitely performed it at the AMAs. So I like it. It's not my favorite song in After Hours. I love Escape from LA and Hardest to Love. Hardest to Love is my favorite song on After Hours, but I thought the whole After Hours era was pretty awesome and visually amazing with all the music videos and everything. And The Weeknd and Ariana are just a pretty incredible duo. I mean, I think all of their collaborations are incredible. I've been obsessed with Off the Table. I think it's a masterpiece on Positions. I think Love Me Harder was such an exciting moment that really catapulted The Weeknd into being one of the biggest pop stars ever. And I was really excited when they teased this remix. And I think that this, again, like, really shows off Ariana's lower register. The lyrics are really pretty in Ariana's verse. I'm not obsessed with it. Like, I don't have it on repeat, but earlier I was just listening to the regular Save Your Tears and I was like, oh, I kind of miss Ariana's verse. So I think it is a nice verse. It doesn't feel like a true like collaboration. Like, it seems like she just sent in her verse and then they did a little music video. It's all animated. And it's like creating like a robot version of Ariana. And it's cute. Not like a huge like collaboration moment, but it was a nice remix, I think. And Ariana's lower register just deserves all the love. It really does. Okay, now our next topic is talking about Ariana on The Voice. Okay, so this was an announcement I would have never expected. Like, if you had asked me, like, okay, what are your predictions for Ariana in 2021? I would have never said that she was going to be on The Voice. No. I did not see it coming, but as I thought about it more, I see some interesting like potential and some reasoning as to why she may have chosen to do this. And so, first of all, I will say, so I used to love American Idol growing up when I was a kid. Obsessed with American Idol. I used to call in to vote. And it used to be so different, American Idol, because it used to be Simon Cowell, Randy, and Paula Abdul. Paula was like the biggest celebrity, like an artist, dancer. She was almost more known for being a dancer. And then Simon was like the mean one, who was a industry guy. Randy, I think, was a producer. But they were known really for like, except for Paula, I guess, they're known for like being American Idol judges, or at least that's how it was to me when I was a kid. But it's changed so much, as like now on American Idol, it's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, right? Like, and the guy from Aerosmith was a judge on American Idol. Like, we've seen more celebrities go into these judging roles, which is kind of interesting. And also The Voice came, like, it used to just be American Idol was like it. And then like in other countries, they had like X Factor and, we had America's Got Talent, but that wasn't always musicians. But The Voice came and kind of like really made a splash, because The Voice is all about, it's not about what you look like, it's about truly about your voice. And the judges start with their backs turned and they turn around. For anyone who doesn't know the concept of the show, that's how it goes, is the person auditions, all of the judges have their chair faced away from the stage. And then if they like what they hear, they turn around, and sometimes just one judge turns around, and then they can decide. I think they decide whether they want them on their team. Sometimes multiple judges turn around. Sometimes all of them turn around, and then the person can choose which team they want to be on. I've actually never watched a full season of The Voice, so this season when I watch Ariana, it'll be a whole new experience for me. I will definitely be tuning in. But what's interesting about The Voice is it's always like pretty A-list judges, like Adam Levine from Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera has been a judge, Kelly Clarkson has been a judge, Miley has been a judge, Taylor Swift has like made some appearances, like mentoring on the show, Blake Shelton, who's the country singer, so some like, I think John Legend, Nick Jonas have all been judges, so like, it's always very A-list people. So I do feel like Ariana's in good company. Like, I think a lot of times when a celebrity takes like a TV gig like this, it's kind of like, oh, like, is it beneath her? Like, I saw some conversation about that, about Ariana doing this. Like, why does she need to do this? Like, she's so successful right now. She's at the top of her game. Like, why does she need to do like this TV gig that is like, has been people on it? But like, I feel like that may be like the perception you might initially think, but then when you look at like, oh, who are the judges, Nick Jonas, Christina Aguilera, Miley, like, oh, these are actually people that are kind of similar to Ariana. So I think that the caliber of the judges on The Voice is good, and I'm sure Ariana is being paid extremely well. There were some reports that came out that she's making a lot of money from this. I also think it's kind of, to me, I think a step in establishing herself as a mentor and as someone who is here to use the experience that she's had. Like, she's been in the industry now for almost a full decade as a singer, a solo artist. She has a lot of experience. She's done all these tours, all of these albums, incredible discography. She's won a Grammy, multiple Grammys now. And I think one thing that she will be able to show on The Voice is that she has all of this wisdom to give to young up-and-coming artists. And I think it's kind of establishing her as like an elder, like establishing her as someone who's experienced and can really guide someone, mentor someone. A lot of discussion from fans is also like, will Ariana perform on The Voice? Like, this could be something where on the finale of The Voice, she performs and she announces an album. Who knows? Like, she's going to be on TV every week. Like, that's a pretty like good gig in a way, because it is still like, even though Ariana like most followed woman on Instagram, like it's also, there are some benefits to being on primetime TV every week, because all these people are going to be tuning in. It's giving her kind of this other opportunity for constant promotion of her brand, and if she wants to promote something, maybe she will. And I guess my only other thing is just like, I'm kind of thinking like, what's next for Ariana? Like, I just keep saying, like, I'm always kind of like, okay, what's next? Like, she's going to be doing this movie on Netflix that's going to come out later this year. Is she interested in doing more movies? It seems like she's in this position where it's like, you have accomplished the height of what pop stars accomplish. All these number one albums, number one songs. I was just reading that the Sweetener World Tour, she doubled the success that she had on Dangerous Woman Tour. So like, she's had all this growth in her career, and there's also like the stat with her tour, Sweetener Tour, like she could have outsold Taylor Swift if she had done more tour dates. So like, it's possible like she could have had the number one tour of that year, or of or I think like outsold the Reputation tour, which maybe was the year before, but it's like she's one of the top pop stars in the world. It's like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Ariana. So I think, and I'm saying like actively like touring artists putting out music, which is why I didn't mention Rihanna. But I think that she has experienced all this success that now it's kind of like, what do I want to do? And maybe for her, it's like, I want to do this TV gig where I'm just in for a few hours each week and then I can go home and be with my fiance. Or maybe it's like, I want to just have more of like a regular schedule where I'm not going on tour all the time. So I want to be able to make money filming this show in LA where I live. I don't have to tour and I'm still making a ton of money while I'm still in the peak of my fame. Like, it might just be a good money business opportunity for her. So I think it's interesting. And I just wonder, I just feel like Ariana's in a position where she can do whatever she wants. So I'm excited to see what else she does. And I think we might see her doing some more things outside of music just as she's getting older. It's kind of my guess. Okay, last topic. So for a while, and I think I talked about this on my TikTok, the rumor has been that POV would be the next single off of Positions. There were rumors on Twitter, like it was going to be sent out to radio. I think it already has. I don't know. I don't listen to the radio. But she tweeted out this week that the POV lyric and dance video dropped on YouTube. Surprise drop. So the lyric and dance video stars Brian, who is one of the twins, Brian and Scott Nicholson, Ariana's longtime choreographers. And so it's with Brian and Corey, who is also a Sweetener tour dancer. And the whole thing is just them two. And it's a very sweet video. It's kind of like interpretive dance almost. It's very intimate. It starts out with them kind of cuddling and then it goes into some dancing. And it's just like very, I feel like dance has this potential of just being very emotional and beautiful and moving. And that's kind of what the choreography does. And you just really feel all of the movement that they're doing. And I felt very like emotional watching it, and there's just something very sweet about it. And I kind of liked that Ariana did this kind of unconventional, I guess, video idea, that it was just dancers. She's not even in it. Like, it was just kind of unique, and I just found it very moving. So that's all I'm going to say about that. You guys should all watch it if you haven't already. And I think that's it for today's episode. It was so good catching up with you guys. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about on future episodes of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Let me know any guests that you would want me to have on. I'm super open to whatever you guys are into. Send me your ideas. And as always, follow at Ariana Podcast everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. If you listened all the way through, take a screenshot, post on your Instagram story. I will repost you. And as always, leave a review if you haven't already. Follow on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Show your support. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you next time for another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're so young and so